It's time for your midday interview on WHQR, and we have a wonderful lineup of special guests today. For the past 3 years, we have had the wonderful jazz outdoor event here in Wilmington called Jazz at the Mansion, at the Bellamy Mansion, where the Cape Fear Jazz Society, in cooperation with the Mansion, presents outdoor live jazz concerts. And what a wonderful way to spend a spring or summer evening. We've got Gareth Evans, who is the executive director of Bellamy Mansion, and Primus Robertson, who is on the board of directors of Cape Fear Jazz, to talk about it. Gentlemen, Primus, well,
it's a pleasure.
And Gareth,
thank you for having us.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. This first event is coming right up. It's Friday evening, right?
That is correct.
Friday evening at the Mansion. We've got L.J. Johnson and the Port City All-Stars. And so if you like good guitar music, we began with a little Wes Montgomery in celebration because we don't have any L.J. Johnson in the library. But hey, guitar is a good way to begin. Gentlemen, why do we do a jazz series at a house museum in Wilmington?
Well, one of the reasons is because when I started there a couple of years ago now, I like jazz, and I thought that's something I would really like to see. It would bring us a new audience into the museum. You know, everybody sits across the back lawn. They bring their lawn chairs, they bring a blanket, they bring a picnic, and sit out there and just listen to some good music. And if it got too incredibly warm, I would retreat to my office and listen to it from there. that was the plan, anyway. And it's expanded, and it's been great fun to do it with Cape Fear Jazz Society. And we have a great crowd and a fine time. So,
how many events in the lineup this year?
There will be five events this year.
Beginning with
L.J. Johnson. And the Cape Fear Jazz Society, our whole purpose is the continuance and the growth of jazz in this area and to help all the great local musicians that have the capability of entertaining people in this area.
You know, Wilmington is so rich with artistic talent of all kinds. L.J.
Right.
Johnson is kind of a fixture on the scene with his Port City All-Stars. Tell us about him a little bit, Primus.
Well, you know, L.J. is prolific and capable in so many instruments. He's a guitarist. He plays, I think, the trumpet. He also is a singer. And he brings a crowd to contemporary music. I mean, he has the ability to not only bring older jazz elements, but also contemporary elements into it. And he's one of the most entertaining musicians in the area.
So he is, with his Port City All-Stars. And they just show up everywhere, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Indeed. But they're showing up at the Bellamy Mansion this Friday evening at 6:30. Tickets are $8 for members of the Bellamy Mansion or Cape Fear Jazz Society, $12 for ordinary folks like a lot of folks who are listening this evening. Now, who is going to be interested in this concert? Surely jazz fans, but who else would enjoy it?
If you imagine that we use the place as a backdrop. You're on the patio at the back. The mansion itself, the rear of the house, is the backdrop to the show. So anybody who just likes an outdoor family event with really good music, if you want to have a glass of wine while you sit there and the kids run around, that's perfectly fine. You can walk there from anywhere downtown. We're at 5th and Market, so it's very accessible. So pretty much anybody. The music, you know, speaks for itself. It's jazz, and people love that kind of thing. It's a Friday evening. Everybody's ready for the weekend, so it's just a very relaxed place to be.
Now, 6:30 in the evening sounds like picnic time. Is this a good occasion for a picnic?
Definitely. Bring a cooler. Yeah. We have beer and wine for sale, but you're welcome to bring whatever you like to snack on.
Beer and wine are for sale, and the proceeds go to?
It goes to each of us. We split this. This is a partnership. It's nice to have, you know, a cross-pollination of two nonprofits in town. So what we do is we split them, split the profits right down the middle. We don't make a huge amount of money off this, but really it's more about community and getting involved and getting young people into the mansion, getting young people into jazz. Just involving everybody locally. That's what we like to do.
You know, the way you said that made me think that you and Primus were going to split it personally.
Oh, no.
No, you're going to split it between the Cape
Fear. Yeah, probably not that way.
Somebody
would object to that, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed. But it does make a little bit of money, and the money goes to good cause.
Oh,
well,
yes.
So this year we're going to do something different because we are bringing in a high school jazz band.
Outstanding.
So we're going to... Hanover High School. So we're going to start a scholarship for a deserving music student coming out of New Hanover High School. So, again, we're going to put the music, we're going to further the music, and we're going to also encourage students to continue their musical concepts.
Yeah, that'll be the 5th of the concerts this year, September 14th. And we have one, in case anybody ever forgets. It's at 6:30 in the evening, and it's every second Friday for the next 5 months.
That's how you remember.
How you remember. Second Friday of the month. To the Bellamy. Absolutely.
Okay. With the first one being this Friday. Just if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Primus Robinson, who is on the board of directors of Cape Fear Jazz Society, and Gareth Evans, who is the executive director of Bellamy Mansion. And they are talking about the first event of Jazz at the Mansion coming up this Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Bellamy Mansion. Are tickets available in advance, guys?
Yeah, you can call and get a reservation. It's 910-251-3700 is our number. You can check that out on our website, too, which is BellamyMansion.org.
That's the front desk at Bellamy Mansion. Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
And you can also go to the Cape Fear Jazz Society website, and you can also give a call to us, and we'll be glad to provide them for you.
Outstanding. Now, how do jazz and historical preservation go together?
Well, because jazz is a Native American music, and because we are not only looking at the historical aspect of it, but also going, moving it into its future, in a town like Wilmington, when you have so many cultural events going on, we're trying to tie that into all of the cultural milieu. And when you get to the Bellamy, you've got nothing but history going on there.
That's a fact. That's wonderful. Now, the event is for families and kids and people of all ages, huh?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Is it a kid-friendly kind of thing? Are the kids going to get nervous and anxious?
No. The thing about it, where we have it on the brick area at the back of the house, the band is sort of amongst the audience, very close by, but you have enough space on the lawns back there that the kids usually come, my daughter does, and sort of plays around in the background there and just enjoys the show as near and far as you want to be from it. It's very relaxed. You know, it's jazz.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Primus, let's go back to the lineup of the season here. You want to tell us just quickly about some of the other events that are coming up?
Oh, yes, because we are trying to cover the whole spectrum, and we're trying to give something to everyone who knows the whole breadth of jazz. So when you get to the Frog Project, that is another well-known Wilmington band, and with Liz Pena as their vocalist, she has one of the most phenomenal voices with one of the greatest ranges, and she tackles the American Songbook. And then the Jazz Preservation, the Dixieland All-Stars, which will take us right back to the roots, right back to New Orleans, right back to where the music came from and developed along with Louis Armstrong. Then back to another student, that is Cindy Hospitalis. She teaches choral at New Hanover High School. Mm-hmm. She sings with the New Hanover High School band. So, again, a new voice on the scene, but she's talented and she has a lot of chops. She's performed in theatrical events at the Thalian. And finally, that New Hanover High School jazz band.
That is truly wonderful, and those events are coming up every second Friday between this Friday and the end of the summer at the Bellamy Mansion at the corner of Market and Fifth Streets. If you've never been to the Bellamy, you owe yourself that treat as well to just come and walk around. I'm sure that tours will be available, Gareth, at that time of the day.
You can come and roam around, certainly. Yes, absolutely. We let everybody come and take a look.
It's so beautiful.
That's wonderful. But the beauty part this time is going to be the music outside. Why do you guys spend time volunteering to bring these events to the community?
It's a, jazz is not only a rooted part of North Carolina, because you have so many great jazz musicians who come from North Carolina. You've got John Coltrane, you've got Nina Simone, you've got Thelonious Monk. We want to expand that, but you've also got so much other great music, that we want to make jazz have its place in this community.
And one thing that we do, Bellamy Mansion, we're trying to do a bunch of different things. We do about 40 different events a year. So, you know, we're having a lecture tomorrow night on Thomas Day, for example, who's a craftsman. The next day is a jazz concert. In a couple of weeks, we'll have some other lectures going on. This is National Historic Preservation Month, so we have a bunch. It's good to diversify.
Jazz at the Mansion, you just can't do a whole lot better than that. We've been talking to Gareth Evans, who's the executive director of Bellamy Mansion, and Primus Robinson of Cape Fear Jazz Society, talking about this Friday's event, Jazz at the Mansion, 6:30 on the Mansion lawn. Primus, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Gareth, thank you so much for being our visitor. And we'll turn it back now to classical music. This is your public radio station, WHQR 91.3.